This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Sean McVay in 30 minutes. Max Scherzer in 1 hour. Second half of the show at 1:30 today. Sean O'Hara on the NFL weekend that will be. Why wait for Sean O'Hara? Why not break it down together right now? 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. What is your favorite NFL game this weekend? Which game, if you could go to one, would you most want to be a spectator for? I think the best way to do this is you and I can kind of lob out candidates over the course of this segment.
Some ideas.
Let's nominate games, and then you and I will decide on what the best NFL game this weekend will be at the end of this segment. Why don't you give me a nomination first?
I'll throw this one out there at you, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you can throw it right back. Now, it's the same time as the Redskins, so I'm obviously not watching it with my one seed, but Eagles-Chiefs, who's for real?
Yep.
Are the Eagles as good as I think they are? Can they just handle their business at home against Philadelphia, a team that I think is going to be frisky, good on defense, but limited and flawed, some boom or bust stuff with Carson Wentz? If the Eagles go on the road and beat the Kansas City Chiefs in their barn, that is a huge deal. Now, Philadelphia did this kind of last year where they had a week, I think it was week three, where they beat the snot out of Pittsburgh, 1-2 or whatever the heck it was. And we were going, and Ron Jaworski's turned himself into a pretzel on television talking, this is the greatest rookie quarterback of all time. We'll probably get ahead of ourselves again with the Eagles. But if they win this game, there'll be a legitimization of kind of that process and the kind of the arrival of this group as a legitimate threat in the NFC East.
If the Eagles beat Kansas City and the Chiefs look bad and the Redskins win this weekend, I get that there are a lot of ifs I just threw at you. All of a sudden, there it is, exactly what I'm talking about. Suddenly that Chiefs game does not look insurmountable, some arduous task that cannot be executed. That is not mission impossible anymore. I think Kansas City's really good, and so I think Kansas City does win. I actually don't think the Eagles are better than probably 8-8 or 9-7 at best, and I think the Chiefs win double-digit games. So give me the Chiefs in that game, but I'm with you. I think that's going to be a really good one. NFC tilt for me. Packers-Falcons in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta barely beat the Bears in week one.
And didn't look good doing it, man.
It was an ugly performance. Now, they kick off a home slate in a new stadium indoors in their dome where they're charging like $2 for hot dogs and $2 for beer, and they've got a Chick-fil-A that won't be open because it's a Sunday in that stadium, which is weird. But the Packers and the Falcons are both 1-0. One of these teams is going to get to 2-0 thanks largely to surviving in week one. I think it's going to be Green Bay. My hunch on Atlanta, and maybe I'll end up being way wrong on this, is that they are in for a Super Bowl letdown.
Yeah.
And that they are going to take a step back this year. That Bears game was ugly enough to give me pause. Matt Ryan was not as good as he was for most of last year. His number's deceivingly okay. I think he threw for like 320 and one. But I'd say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers, who threw for 310 and one. He had a poor game by his standards for the most part in the first week of the season. He had a pick six that didn't end up hurting him because of a penalty that
should have been, man,
completely incorrectly called. I thought both of those guys were Jags for much of their games and then had a couple moments where you could tell they were elite.
One guy, excuse built in, Seattle's defense is excellent. The other guy went against the Bears.
Yep. So Packers, Falcons, one of these teams is going to look good and win and going to be 2-0. The other one is going to be off to a disappointing start to their season because they'll have a loss on the ledger plus a near loss in the first week.
I got an intrigue game. Detroit at the Giants. Now, the Giants looked horrendous in week number one. Odell Beckham, by all accounts, is going to come back. He revealed yesterday that this injury that he had to his ankle was supposed to be a 6 to 8 week injury, and yet here he is looking like he may indeed be in the lineup when the Giants take on Detroit.
That smelled like the Jordan Reed injury update from this weekend.
Didn't it? Yeah.
Where we found out this is a really serious injury and no one knows about it, but we also have the player telling us, I'm perfectly fine. In the case of Reed, he said he's 100%. In the case of Odell Beckham Jr., we have video of him jumping around and having dance-offs on the practice field. I think he's probably okay.
You would guess that he plays, but Detroit did what Detroit does. They outpunched their weight class a little bit. They got behind. Matt Stafford throws an early pick six and does some late in the game. They have another fourth quarter comeback where basically 80% of their wins over the last couple seasons have been in that exact fashion. Giants 5-point favorites in this one because they're at home. Detroit, though, could kind of just counting crows this thing, hang around and let Matt Stafford make a play late. If the Giants are the team we saw last week in Dallas, Detroit will win this game. If the Giants are just now, okay, Beckham is back in the building and active and able, they may be the team that I thought could win this division.
Giants, I think, are way better than they looked in the first week. That's a team where we don't know yet. Are the Redskins that team? Is that who they're going to be this year? Are they better? I think most of us can watch that Giants game and say, you didn't have your best weapon.
That can't be that
this
bad.
This is not who you are.
I mean, that was awful.
The team that shellacked them in that game was the Cowboys. I love this matchup this weekend. This is in Denver. Cowboys, Broncos. Trevor Siemian is not as bad as everyone thinks. Now, people hear that and they think that I'm saying that he's good. That is not what I'm saying. But I think in this league today, he is a game manager you can win with if you can play defense and run the ball. My concern for Denver is that they don't run it that well.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's C.J. Anderson or Jamal Charles. Charles was okay, and so was Anderson. They combined for 30 carries for about 120 yards, which is a four-yard average in week one. I want to see if they can have another strong game against Dallas. I think that they do. And because of that, I think Denver wins. You and I both said the Cowboys wouldn't be as good this year. If they beat Denver, and they're 2-0 against the Giants and the Broncos on the road, the Cowboys are an 11-win type team, probably.
Yep.
So this is going to be as revealing a game as any. I think Denver wins. Dallas is 1-1, and it is the beginning of seeing that this is not going to be the 72 and sunny, everything goes their way year like 2016 was.
This is not as good a game, but I'm still intrigued by it. Chargers, Dolphins. Dolphins had a rainout in week number one. I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek, obviously. It was way more significant than that, but we haven't seen them yet. The Jay Cutler era is all set to begin. People are mildly excited, I suppose. You got to travel out to L.A., who lost another heartbreaker. This is what the Chargers do. They lose crippling, horrible, gut-punching type games, and they've done it the last couple seasons. They were 5-11 last year. Their Pythagorean win-loss should have said that they were 9-7. They should have been a lot better, and they did it again. They missed a game-tying field goal late. Chargers-Dolphins in that one. Miami trying to get off to a good start. The Chargers trying to avoid an 0-2 schneid.
I'll give you one more. Vikings-Steelers in Pittsburgh. How about Minnesota on national TV?
They look grown up, didn't
making
they?
The Saints look like a college directional Michigan. Sam Bradford may have been the best quarterback in the league in week one.
He was spectacular.
Dalvin Cook is the truth. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, this receiving core, which we made fun of a couple of weeks ago, looked great in that opening game, but that was the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, this is adults now. This is big boy stuff. I'll bet you Minnesota looks very different. I think they lose. Steelers win a defensive slugfest. I think this is a 20-17 type game.
Quick on that. What would you expect the line to be when you see that game? Minnesota looked as good as they did.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh kind of muddled
get
through.
Three at home. I would say Steelers are 4.5-point favorites.
I was stunned to see Pittsburgh 7-point favorites in this game. A
doesn't
touchdown favorite.
Me.
Because to me, I would overestimate Minnesota after week one, played a team, and throttled them.
But Vegas isn't stupid.
Yeah, they're not dumb.
Are bad on defense.
They certainly are. They're
so terrible. That's the same thing, and Sean McVay's going to be on the show at 11. But you can tell when he talks about his team, he's not buying the press clippings. Like, he knows how bad the Colts were.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything about the Rams yet, really. We just know that the Colts are abominable. And that was an embarrassing team that they fielded.
They're good enough to beat a bad team, which is an improvement over what they've been the last few seasons.
Some of our favorite games of the weekend. So give me your number one. You get to watch one. What is it?
Philadelphia, Kansas City is probably my one seed because it affects the division. It affects kind of the hierarchy of the NFL and who gets to be in that top five.
I'm going to go Dallas-Denver, 425 on Fox.
That's a good one, too.
Cowboys-Broncos. Looking forward to that. Skins-Rams coaching advantage goes to who? Jay Gruden versus Sean McVay. They know each other very well. We'll delve into that next, and then McVay's on the show at 11. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.